You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's not black mold, it's just a feature wall.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Celine, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm all right.
That is good to hear. We're not actually alone on the line today. We've also got Sasha Green here from the Citizens Advice Bureau because it is the CAB's Awareness Week on Renters' Rights. Kia ora, Sasha, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
That is good to hear. Well, we might do this in a two-pronged approach. We've got a couple of questions that have come in from the listeners in the last week. And let's start with this first one for you, Celine. Someone said, my husband and I have been evicted. We've got a little one too, and it's been horribly stressful. The current landlords are evicting us because they want the property for personal use. We're wondering what our rights are under this. The current place we live at now has no insulation, no extractor fan, the oven, etc., and the fireplace is subpar, but we moved in 2015. Does the healthy home rights contribute to us? This sounds like a very crappy situation, so sending solidarity to them, but what's their sort of legal positioning here, Celine?
Yeah, that does sound really terrible. It's horrible to hear about stuff like this. And again, I'm just kind of interpreting what I can find out on the internet. So again, Sasha, please correct me if my interpretation is not accurate. How I kind of read that for me is that although you can't evict with no reason anymore, it is classified as a valid reason if the landlord or their family is moving in.
Mm.
So that is something that they can do, but they have to follow the right procedure. So they have to give at least 63 days notice, and then the landlord or their family need to move in within 90 days, and then they must remain living there for at least 90 days. So there's a few things there.
Mm-hmm.
In reference to the healthy homes, given that they've been there, if they've been there on a periodic since 2019, the trouble
2015.
So the thing with that is that Healthy Homes comes into force basically with a new tenancy,
right,
after July 2019. So that's when it started, and you have to have all rentals must comply within 90 days of new or renewed tenancy after the 1st of July 2021. So they may not be able to use that as leverage. But I think this is, again, maybe speaks to the broader point of our show today, which is that that's kind of what I can work out. But that's a horrible situation, and finding further support in someone who has more specific knowledge of what your case may be is a really good thing to be able to do.
Absolutely. That is a really awful situation. We've got another slightly stressful one that's come through from somebody who says, lol, I don't think this is actually very lol for them. Lol, my whole flat has COVID and our property manager is still insisting on bringing his maintenance guy to do work in the garden. Obviously, we've told him, but because the work is outside, he says it's fine. Literally, the last thing we need right now while we're sick is another pestilence hanging around the house. What do we do?
Yeah, it's a frustrating one, and I think that the trouble often we have is that you can't, when it's the garden, it's basically you don't really have the grounds to, no, excuse the pun, but you can't really object to it. I think there's specific rules around people visiting indoors.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's kind of on the grounds of the property, it's a little bit different. The only argument you've really got is that they're not allowed to interfere with your peace, comfort, and privacy. So it's contextual, but you could really argue that if you're all isolating at home and you're trying to, either you're trying to work, you're trying to rest and get better, and you're trying to spend time in the garden, you could try and appeal to, you know, their good nature, but you don't, unfortunately, have under this like COVID restriction or tenancy law itself, you can't say no necessarily.
It's a sticky old situation, which kind of neatly swings into the second part of what we're talking about this morning. We have got Sasha Green from the Citizens Advice Bureau here as well. And it is Awareness Week of Renters' Rights this week at the CAB. What is this week all about for you guys, Sasha? Because, I mean, as we've just seen with those two questions, you know, there's a lot going on out there for folks living in tenancies at the moment.
Yeah, that's totally right. And Celine, awesome answers. You're totally on point. So nothing to add there. Renting issues are one of the most common issues that come up for us at Citizens Advice Bureau. We get about 14,000 inquiries along the lines of questions that have just come in each year. And so that's why we decided for our Awareness Week this year, we wanted to put a focus on renters' rights. So during the course of the week, our CABs around the Motu will be doing different bits and pieces in their local communities, and then at a national level, we're also doing a bunch of things to promote renters' rights, including a webinar that's coming up on Wednesday.
What kind of conversations are going to be brought up in the webinar? Because, I mean, it's such a broad thing, the kind of, struggles that people come up against when they're living in rental properties, but also the ways in which they can find agency or know what their rights are. What are you going to be talking about in this webinar?
We're going to be joined by some of our friends from Tenants Protection Association and Renters United. We're wanting to start by really just giving an overview of some of your core rights as a tenant. One of the issues, I guess, is that there is that power imbalance between landlords and tenants, and particularly in a context where there's such a undersupply of healthy, affordable housing. So there's that real kind of tension there in terms of people just wanting to be able to have somewhere they can live. But we're wanting to reassert the fact that renters do have rights. So we're going to be talking about your right to stay in your home, which is tying into that whole fact that landlords can't just end your tenancy without notice, without cause. We'll be talking about things like privacy around healthy homes, around rent, which of course is always a fairly painful issue to have to talk about, but important to kind of know at least what your rights are there. And also we're wanting to talk a bit about flatmate rights, which is can be a challenging area too, because flatmates aren't covered by the Residential Tenancies Act, and so have less rights, but there are things that flatmates can do to put themselves in a better position.
When people come to you and talk to you about their issues that they're having, how do they go about doing that? Because we are often directing people towards your fantastic portal, Aratohu. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about that and what its kind of function is? Because, I mean, it can be quite overwhelming as a tenant trying to find out what resources are there for you.
Yeah, so the Aratohu Tenant Advocacy was a resource we put together with the backing of a national network of tenant advocacy organisations. It's intended as a sort of more in-depth your resource that can support advocates as well as tenants themselves. The thing that's different about it from things like the Tenancy Services website and even our own core CAB website is that it includes things like references to the actual legislation that the law is based on. It has things like case studies and tenancy tribunal decisions. But the thing for us about our information we provide is we always want people to know that alongside that we have a service of, we have 2,500 dedicated volunteers who are there alongside all that information to actually support people through it. So we've got a national 0800 number, our website where you can do live chat and email, and in And obviously in better circumstances, one of our key things is also the fact that we have face-to-face services in communities. But at the moment, it's a little bit of a mix with COVID and some CABs not operating face-to-face at the moment.
Celine, did you have any questions for Sasha while we've got her on the line as another tenancy advocate yourself?
Yeah, I guess I think it's a fantastic resource, and it's been really helpful for me trying to orient myself a little bit as then I try and give small bits of advice. I guess for us too, a similar question to what Rachel was saying, but I guess what would you say is, if someone's looking for help and they've kind of done some research of their own, what would you advise as like the trajectory? Where do you start, and then maybe where do you escalate that to?
Sure. So we see Citizens Advice Bureau as a good first port of call for, well, for anything really, but definitely for tenancy issues as well. Because I do think it's that difference sometimes between having the information and reading it and being able to actually talk it through with somebody.
Mm.
There are a small number of specialist tenant advocacy organisations. There's Tenants Protection Association up in Auckland and one down in Christchurch. Manawatu has a tenants union, and then there are community law centres and CABs around the country to support people as well. Also, I mean, Tenancy Services provides a great resource for people too. So that's the, I guess, government agency that oversees the tenancy legislation and can give people information as well. In terms of escalation, I mean, I guess ultimately in terms of asserting your rights, it is that there is that option of giving a 14-day notice to your landlord to remedy a situation, or looking at going to the tenancy tribunal. But in terms of advocacy support, CAB is a good starting point, and we can also connect people up with other services in their community that they might not know about.
Just before we let you both go, we've just had a text through from somebody who's wondering about a situation their mum's in. They've said, "Hi, my mum is being evicted from an uninsulated unit. She's been there for over 5 years and her landlord's told her that they can't insulate the walls. Does she have a case?" What do you reckon about that, Celine? Off the top of your head, we can also go away and have a bit of a look as well if that's helpful.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure, because I guess in a similar sense to the earlier one, Healthy Homes, again, it's and kind of an ongoing tenancy, so I don't know. But it doesn't sound good, so I think it would definitely be worth some more research. But off the top of my head, I can't say anything else there.
Well, we might go have a look at that one for this person. Do you have any advice there, Sasha?
So, I mean, insulation is one of those things where there's actually been law in place already. So there are already legal requirements around insulation, regardless of whether the Healthy Homes has kicked in that particular property. There are, unfortunately, situations where homes have been built in such a way that there isn't actually, it's not actually possible to put insulation in, so there can be reasons why landlords can have an exemption from being able to insulate. But I mean, what's concerning to me there is the statement that the person's mum's been evicted. So I guess, again, just being really clear that that can only happen if one of the lawful grounds are met, which the main ones are often that the landlord either wants to sell the property or family members are wanting to move into the property. But it can't just be it's time to go.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much for your advice this morning, Celine, and Sasha Green from the CAB as well. We'll put all the links to these resources that we've been talking about in the podcast after the show so that people can go find an easy access to all of that. And maybe we'll come back with a little bit more on those questions next time we speak with you as well, Celine. But thank you both so much for your advice and your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. Great. Thank you.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.